Lobo Nation, it's time for Longview Lobo football live from Lobo Stadium in Longview. It's a District 7-5A Division 1 contest between the number one ranked 4-0 Longview Lobos and the 3-1 Lancaster Tigers. I'm Brian Houston with Johnny Vaughn. The Lobos of Coach John King are coming off an impressive 56-7 win at Lufkin last week. Taylor Tatum rushed for 140 yards and three touchdowns. The defense allowed only 7 points. That's all they're giving up per game through the first four ball games. Lancaster's coached by Leon Paul. They are coming off a 74-7 victory over McKinney North. They're 3-1. Senior running back Kyson Brown accounted for 4 touchdowns, and the Lancaster defense created 6 turnovers. The Tigers are fast and they are athletic. It is Longview versus Lancaster at Lobo Stadium. Johnny Vaughn brings us the keys to victory next. You are listening to Longview Lobo football on 106.5 Jack FM.
I think one of the things that's happened this year is Longview in every game so far has been able to control the line of scrimmage. In particular, last week against Lufkin, we were able to block them and put pressure on their quarterback. But not just pressure on the quarterback. When you couldn't block our defense, they were able to stop the outstanding running back, which took away the offense of Lufkin. Well, that's the same thing tonight to look for. If Longview's offensive line can hold Lancaster off, then that's going to put a huge amount of pressure because of Longview's offensive attack. And if the quarterback gets time to throw, we got too much horsepower in the receiving department and the running department, and they will not be able to stop that.
It's going to be really interesting in the fact that Lancaster is second in the district in total offense. They throw it around probably twice as much as they run it, but they're going up against a team that across the board is number one in district in defense. Total defense, scoring defense, rushing. They don't give up 100 yards either passing or throwing. But we've got a great crowd, both here at home, and the Lancaster fans traveled as well. Longview is in the green jerseys with the green pants, the gold numerals, the green headgear with that traditional Longview L across the way. We've got Lancaster in their white jerseys, orange numerals, black pants, and they have white headgear with on the side of it LHS, kind of in an LSU-type shape, over a tiger. Lancaster won the toss and have deferred. It was 89 degrees. It's 86 now, and the heat index is at 91, but there's no wind to speak of at this point. Maybe just a little bit out of the west, about 2 miles an hour, and the Lobos will come out onto the field. Giovanni Perry will kick off, going from our left to our right. He puts his foot into it, squibs it on the ground. It takes a hop. Now it's a live ball and it goes out of bounds, and that's going to draw a penalty flag. So a break for Longview there. But right now they send Tatum in the slot and Reese to the right side. And now Hale will run the jet sweep, but quarterback Allen will keep it, and he'll go up the middle, and he didn't get the yardage for the first down. Here's the first guy that we got to worry about, number 0, Tyrick Martin. He settles under it at the 15-yard line. He had to fall down to catch it. So a nice punt of about 49 yards by Michael Fields. Change of quarterbacks in there now. Carter Jones in at quarterback with 5 wide receivers. And so a plant that's almost picked off, my goodness, almost intercepted by Tadarian Boone, who stepped in and just dropped the ball.
It's unbelievable that he dropped that one. He's had a few interceptions already this year. He had that one, but.
And another first down for Lancaster.
They're just running so many plays that Longview's having a difficult time defensively.
Pipkin back to throw on first and 10. He fires it into the end zone. It's caught. Touchdown.
Wow.
Tyrick Martin. And again, good coverage on the play.
Buda Garrett jumped in front of it and had a chance to intercept it, but couldn't pull it in, so the touchdown.
What a drive by Lancaster. That's the first time we've seen this year an offense really move the ball like this on the Lobos. The kick is up, and it's good. And with 7:19 to play in the first quarter, it's Lancaster 7, Longview nothing. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Lancaster wasted no time kicking this ball off, and it was taken on a short kick and brought out to the 49-yard line by Elijah Johnson. And now it's going to be third down and 12, Lobos. 5:51 to play in the first quarter. Lancaster scored on their first drive, took it the length of the field. 85 yards in a hurry. I formation for the Lobos. Allen under center, drops back. Now he'll run a draw play, and Tatum is stuffed behind the line of scrimmage. Great penetration, and the big number 10, Santo Bro, whipped his man on the defensive line and got in there to break up that play. Fields is in to punt. Oh, it's blocked! And now let's see if they pick it up and are able to take it back in. It's recovered at the 11 by number 11, Sedarian Medlock. Punt was blocked, and Lancaster is going to have great field position in Longview territory. Now it's fourth down and 8, and they are going to stay on the field and run offense.
It's a critical play early in this game.
Lobos need to get off the field here.
Yep.
Five wide. Back to throw, Brown. Looks, fires over the middle. It's caught inside the 20. Breaks a tackle, gets to the 10. Still running at the 5. Finally brought down at the 4-yard line. What a catch and run.
See, Lancaster, you think they'll go for this here?
They've left their offense on the field, so it looks like they are going to go for it on fourth. Maybe they're trying to draw Longview offsides. But they're going for it on fourth down and goal from the 13. Pressure's coming, and they get him and bring him down, and the Lobos are going to get off the field. Ball came out, but it didn't matter because there was no way that Lancaster was going to get into the end zone. Number 45, Rugley, making the big play. And, boy, what a big sack by the Longview Lobos.
Yeah, I mean, that came at the right time.
So now they're on offense, and they'll start first and 10 at the 1:32 mark from their own 18. Breaking it outside, and now he's gone. 40, 50, 40, tripped up. Oh, my goodness. Taylor Tatum had a huge run and got tripped up by number 25. And, boy, you're not going to find many people that can catch Tatum from behind, but Gerald Lacey did. And, I mean, just caught him by the shoestring and knocked him down at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, it's a big play, though, for Longview.
And that's going to be the last play of the quarter. Our score is Lancaster 7, Longview nothing. At the end of one, you're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM.
Lancaster's a lot tougher defensively than I suspected they would be.
First and 10, actually it's first and goal now from the 10 for the Lobos. One wide receiver to the right, it's Hale. Allen throws the fade, it's a picked off. The first interception of the year for Jordan Allen, and it was intercepted.
That was an incredible interception as Jalen Hale went up for it. The defensive back just gets one hand on it, brings it down.
Jalen Hampton was the man that picked off the pass. Man in motion to the near side. They fake the jet sweep. Quarterback will keep it. He gets hit in the hole, and he's not going to get the first down. Good defensive play in there, and I believe that was Garrett that made that play. Line of scrimmage is the 27-yard line. Punter's back at the 10. Return man for Longview standing on his own 40-yard line. Snap back. No pressure. End over end. Willie Nelson takes it at the 30, 40, 45, and down. First and 10 Lobos at the Lancaster 35-yard line. Two wide to the left side. Two running backs on either side of Jordan Allen, who is in the gun. And they'll drop straight back. Allen gets some time. Wide open. Hale at the 20, 15, 10. Makes a move. Touchdown, Longview.
Yeah, that's a nice answer right there for the Lobos. Jalen Hale crossing route and was wide open. It's kind of amazing that somebody wasn't on him, but they weren't.
35-yard pass play for a touchdown, and Jalen Hale with some incredible moves. The Alabama commit making a statement on that score. And the Lobos one extra point away from tying this thing up. Kick is up by Fields, and it's good. And now the score is 7-7. All tied up at 7:37 to go in the first quarter. You're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. Kick is taken out there to the 22-yard line, and then good coverage downfield by number 40 for Longview, Jose Soto. And again, right up to the line of scrimmage. So they will not let Longview catch their breath. They run that tempo offense. They're at the Longview 46. Pipkin drops back. Pressure coming from the backside. He's going to pull it down and run. He's going to get by one tackler. Gets the first down. Slides at the 30-yard line.
Man, they got this team is loaded up with jet fast players. That was unbelievable by the quarterback.
16-yard gain and a first down for Lancaster. Huge. So now it's fourth down and 10. And Lancaster again going to go for it. They'll send four wide to the left side. Lobo defense needs to come up with another stop. Pipkin alone in the backfield. Drops two steps, fires across the middle. It's caught. Boy, and he got blasted, but what a catch by Tyrick Martin.
We'll see where they spot this, though.
That's a good point. It looks like the officials say he may be a little short. Lobos are pointing the other way. Yep, it is not a first down.
Wow.
He came up a half yard short. Wow. Third down and 11 for the Lobos. Three wide to the right side. Allen in the gun. Pressure. Steps up. He's got to run, and he's going to get brought down at the 23-yard line. Rugby-style punt. Bounces at the 35 and goes out of bounds. That's going to be a 42-yard punt. Second down now and 16. And again, they empty the backfield, have four flooding the left side of the field. Pipkin throws a bubble screen out to his receiver at the 40, breaks a tackle at the 30, to the 20, track meet 10, 5. He's knocked out of bounds. Did they give him the touchdown, or is he out at the 2? Official says he's out at the 2, and that is Tyrick Martin. Man, he is a track star. They have one running back in. Two blocking backs. And the quarterback's going to take it right in up the middle. Easy score by number one, Kyson Brown in the Wildcat. And a touchdown for Lancaster.
Man, that's a impressive drive at the end of this half for them.
You are not kidding. With 40 and a half seconds on the clock.
65 yards they've gone.
And now they try the extra point. Castro puts his foot into it. He's not going to make it. Wow. Missed the extra point. Lancaster leads now 13-7 over Longview with 40.5 seconds to go in the first half. You are listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. It's picked up by the 20, 30, 35, 40. Finally knocked down. Longview with a good return. Brings it out to midfield. Number 20, Kelvin Washington, who has really made a name for himself in the kicking game. Two wide to the left side on first and 10. Allen drops straight back. He fires a deep down sideline on the hash. It's broken up. Wow. Taylor Tatum had a step on number 24, Christian Stevenson. Pass was there. Stevenson was there and was able to get a hand in there and break it up.
I'd say the 25-yard line, they'd have a pretty good shot.
Back to throw. Allen hit. It's picked off. At the 47-yard line, Allen's second interception of the night. This one by number 23, Noah Beaulieu. And Lancaster, with 13.4 seconds to go, has the ball. It'll be interesting to see if they try to take a shot and go for a home run here.
And what have you got to lose?
Yeah. Huddle. So it looks like they're just going to take a knee here and be happy with the lead they've got. And that will be the last play of the first half. Lancaster jacked up. Their fans are jacked up. The Lobos find themselves in a position they have not been in all year long, trailing at halftime 13-7. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back, recap the scoring. As the Eastman Credit Union halftime show is underway, you're listening to Longview Lobo Football on 106.5 Jack FM. They do kick it deep. It's taken at the 10 to the 15, 20, and then a good open field tackle out there on the return man, number 15, Sin Washington, at the 12-yard line now. And it's going to make it 3rd and 20. So this is a real good opportunity for Longview to get off the field and get good field position if the defense can step up and stop them here. Pipkin drops straight back. Pressure coming. Fires the ball deep over the middle. It's almost intercepted.
There's another hole, though, back here, I believe. The flag is thrown, and I saw the hole, and I think they're going to call that.
Willie Nelson almost made the pick on that play. It is holding, and it's declined, and so the best thing that could have happened for the Lobos has happened. They get off the field. He's about 3 yards deep in the end zone to kick it. High snap, but he pulls it down. Gets a good punt. It's high. It's a fair catch made at the 46-yard line in Lancaster territory. Third down and 14 from the 50-yard line. After a loss of one on the play.
I believe I'd look for Jalen Hale here.
Two wide to the left side. Third down long. Allen back to throw. Time to throw. Dumps it off. He's caught at the 37-yard line and then driven back by the defender. And let's see if he got the yardage to gain.
I think it may just be a hair short.
That was Hale that made that catch and took a big hit. Fourth down and one. Lobo have the ball at the Lancaster 37-yard line. This is a massive play. Two tight ends. Somebody moved ahead of the snap. It's going to be a legal procedure against Longview.
They did the same thing Longview did on the last possession for Lancaster. They shifted before the snap and Longview moved.
So on fourth down and six in Lancaster territory, with what looked like a drive to keep this thing going and get points, they in turn have to kick it all, punt it away. Fields is back at his 44, rugby style, rolls to his right, pops it up. It bounces at the 15. It takes a big Longview roll, and now it's going to get a return, but he's going to bust through to the 15, and Tyreek Martin making something out of nothing. On third down, empty backfield, five wide. Lancaster. Pipkin throws it deep, sails it over the head of an open man, number five, Cameron Robinson. He got a step on the defender. That was number three, Chase Smith, in coverage. But the ball was overthrown. Snap back, putter puts his foot in. It's a low end-over-end kick. Takes a big bounce in favor of Lancaster, and it's going to die at the 12-yard line. It seems like Lancaster's defense seems to have an answer for everything Longview tries to do. From the 38, another handoff by Tatum. Tatum fighting, moves the pile, gets across the 45-yard line. He gained probably three more yards than he should have on that play. And so the Lobos continue this important drive with the ball now moved to the Lancaster 37-yard line. First down and 10 for Longview. They trail 13-7. It's been a struggle all night long. Going wide left to Kalen Reese. From the eye, they'll turn, hand it off. Tatum gets to the 20, gets to the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Longview Lobos.
Man, I got to tell you, that's what'll happen when you got a great back. They had an eight-man front. He got a crease, went through it, and then took it to the house. That's an incredible run for Taylor Tatum.
37-yard touchdown run. Thanks, I needed that. And some great blocking out there by that offensive line on the right side. He found that hole and he took it to the house, and nobody was catching him. Huge, huge score. Now this is a big extra point for Michael Fields that can give the Lobos the lead. It's up, and it's good, and Longview with its first lead of the night, 14-13 over Lancaster with 2:07 to go in the third quarter. You're listening to Longview Lobo football on 106.5 Jack FM. And Fields will kick it off. It's taken at the 17-yard line. Bring it out to the 20, 25. He's trying to get around the right side. He gets a block and then gets caught out there at the 28-yard line. Quick pass, almost intercepted. Carter Jones, and again we drop one. Chase Smith had his hands on it. Wow.
I know some secondary guys that are going to have some drills about catching the ball.
But you know, the ball gets on them so fast, you got to have cat-quick reflexes to be able to pick something like that off. Lobos need to bow up here. Again, another quarterback run, and again, he's got a lot of room to run in front of him. Gets to the 25-yard line for a first down. That's going to be the last play of the third quarter. And our score after three, Longview 14, Lancaster 13. You are listening to Longview Lobo football on 106.5 Jack FM. Lobos need to find some way to get out of this without giving up any points.
This is a huge play here. Third and, what, four?
Lancaster's kicker missed an extra point, so there's nothing certain about their kicking game. They put a man into the flat to the left side. They're going to roll Pipkin to the left. He's going to fire it into the end zone. Finally, we got the interception.
Boy, that's a bad play.
Boy, to Darian Boone. As Pipkin was rolling to his left, he threw back toward the middle of the field. There was nobody there but green defenders. And to Darian Boone comes up with the interception in the end zone, and it was exactly what needed to happen for the Longview Lobos.
You just can't make that throw. He rolled to his left and turned and threw back across the field into the end zone, and Boone made the catch. And wow, that's a huge mistake.
From the 30, another flag. And another 5-yard penalty, illegal procedure again. Against the Lobos. This is, you can't have this.
No, two mistakes in a row. And this is a critical point in this game because you've got 6:32 to go. If you can pick up the first downs and move the ball down maybe for a field goal or something, you make it really tough on them. Instead, we get back-to-back penalties.
But it's another penalty against Longview. And so this is just going to make an impossible third down situation even more so. With 6:17 left in the game, clinging, and I mean nails are scraping down the wall right now as they're hanging on to a one-point lead. It's a personal foul, face mask. Whoa, that's against Lancaster. That'll be an automatic first down.
What a break. For
wow. Me. That's a massive call. Fields is going to punt it. Fields is a real key weapon here. He needs to blast this ball. And we need to make sure there's no return by Lancaster.
He'll probably do this rugby kick here to try to keep them from returning it. Get it off.
He got it off to the right side. It's a deep kick. It takes a bounce to the 15. It's going to take a long view roll and go out of bounds at the 12-yard line. That is just what the doctor ordered. It's a 53-yard punt. 3:01 to play in the ball game. Third down and 9. Lancaster at their own 24-yard line. Huge defensive down for the Lobos here. Johnny said it. You got to stop them here. Trips to the left. Pipkin back to throw. Fires it quick. Popped up and out, and it's almost intercepted.
What a hit.
The hit was massive. And then it was almost picked off by Chase Smith off of a deflection. And so fourth down and 8.
I need to watch for a fake punt here.
Castro will kick it if they punt.
Willie Nelson back feet.
Nelson's back at his own 40. That's
you.
A fake. And it's a snap to the up back, and it's blown up. It was red all the way. and the tackle made out there by number 18, Ja'Kavon Curry.
That's why I said you need to watch for that, because they almost were in a position they had to go for it. Longview was ready for it. I think Longview will keep it on the ground.
Wow. It's just been...
Now you feel like we're like the fourth round of the playoffs with this kind of game.
This feels like the 15th round of a heavyweight fight, yeah, is what it feels like. Your arms are dead from trying to carry gloves. Lancaster came in and, I mean, gave them all they wanted, but somehow Longview's managed to show their championship medal here. On third down and goal, they'll hand it off to Tatum, going up the middle into the end zone. Touchdown, Longview, and that's going to ice it. 3-yard touchdown run by Taylor Tatum. You talk about a hard-earned win tonight.
Well, it's a great test for the team, and I think that, there's always a possible they could return the kick.
Oh, gosh.
So
the good news is, they're going to be up. If they kick this, they'll be up 8. Snap is back. Fields puts his foot into it. And then gets knocked down. And the Lobos go up 21-13. After the Taylor Tatum 3-yard run. Here's the kickoff, and it's going to go out of the back of the end zone. And it's a touchback with 59 seconds to go.
You can be ranked number one, but you can play somebody that's
right,
a caliber team, and they did. And actually, this game right here will help Longview down the road.
Second and one from the 34-yard line. Game's not over. Oh, high snap gets away from Pipkin, and he has to fight to get on it. It's still loose. Did they come up with it? I think Lancaster was able to get on it. So with 16 seconds to go now, that's going to back it up and make it a first and 20 for Lancaster. Pipkin now throws it up for grabs. It's intercepted. Boone will just fall down at the 30 as the clock runs out. The interception is going to be credited to the backup quarterback, Carter Jones, and that's the ball game. And the Longview Lobos come out of this with a really hard-fought 21-13 win over the Lancaster Tigers. They go to 5-0 on the season, 2-0 in district play. They have an open date next week. And then Forney comes to Longview 2 weeks from tonight.